Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and we're taking once again the temperature for broader market sentiment. It seems that investors have two main concerns. One, the possibility of growth slowing down and being rendered more uncertain by the resurgence of COVID-19 infections across parts of the world, especially linked to the Delta variant, and also continued inflationary pressures that might cause supply chain bottlenecks that will reverberate across companies across different sectors. Which one predominates or concerns investors more might also dictate which way in equities actually move. Well, Amundi recently released a research note talking about these two possible concerns and how it might shape equity market sentiment moving forward. And they also touched on their outlook, at least for emerging markets and Singapore itself. Today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Jovin Teo, the head of investments for Amundi here in Singapore, to share with us more about what Amundi is looking at and tracking with regards to equity market sentiment. Jovin, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir. Happy Thursday.
Thank you, JP. Thanks for having us.
All right. Jovin, you know, in Amundi's recent outlook, as I laid out, you know, the two main factors that might shape equity sentiment will be inflationary pressures and concerns that growth is stalling. And it will all depend, it seems, as to which one markets might deem to be more pressing or concerning. That will then dictate which way investments or which way markets might actually lean for or against. Which one do you think is preoccupying investors more right now? And how might this dictate sector preferences in the weeks and months to come?
Well, I would say both are important for investors. You know, markets are obviously concerned with both of these. If growth stalls, for example, how would that impact earnings and margins? You know, and if there's any inflation, would there be any impact on valuations from any rate rises? At this point in time, it's quite likely that markets are still focused on growth as a key concern. Although once there is more clarity on growth, and of course the potential spread of any virus variants, then the focus is likely to return to potentially rising rates. The important thing is for companies, right? Important thing for companies is to for them to gauge whether price pressures are transitory, right, and whether they can pass on any price increases to consumers. So going forward, the road is likely to be bumpy. It's still likely that value would continue to be important. What we still like, and we still have a bit of a bias towards companies with which will benefit from the gradual reopening of sectors globally. We also like companies which have obviously resilient business models and strong balance sheets. Broadly speaking, the defensive sectors such as consumer staples, right, would be in favor. Although quality cyclical names, you know, within the financials and industrial space would also be viewed with some favor.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it will sentiment might shift in markets if suddenly some of these growth concerns start to abate, and let's just say by some miracle we start to get a bit more of a handle once again on the resurgence of COVID-19, and then inflation suddenly comes back to the forefront? Could there be a shift or a realignment at least of where markets might head?
Yes, I think once from a growth standpoint, once the Delta variant, for example, continues to abate, then I think investors would continue to refocus on the potential threat of inflation and inflationary pressures.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jovin, you know, when we talk about the resurgence of COVID-19, the Delta variant in particular, it's raised new concerns about the economic recovery, particularly in the emerging market space. And we've seen a huge disparity between how developed markets are actually handling COVID-19 versus those in the emerging markets sector. We've seen it impact actually PMI figures across the ASEAN, for instance, in the July readings. How is this impacting Amundi's outlook on emerging markets, and what possible scenarios might drive upside towards emerging markets once more if once the uncertainty perhaps with regards to COVID abates?
Yes, that's right, JP. So growth expectations within the emerging market space have obviously been tempered recently with the emergence of Delta variant. So that's something which investors, including ourselves, have been taking note of. Well, there's obviously other headwinds as well within the space, such as, you know, geopolitical risk and maybe some potential peaking of global growth momentum. But one thing which we all know is that the infections due to the Delta variant have been on the rise. Even within emerging markets, vaccination rates are somewhat uneven, particularly in Asia. So investors could adopt a slightly more prudent approach. With that said, there are still various pockets of value within the EM space. Few things are giving us some, rather a lot of comfort. The vaccination pace is actually starting to pick up in several Asian countries, and that will continue to boost investor confidence. So we also do not expect any taper tantrum, right? Such as what we have seen back in 2013, or rather globally, we are also preparing more for a gradual rate hike cycle rather than something very sudden. So in an environment like this, emerging markets would continue to outperform.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of arguably the most important emerging market in the world has to be that of Chinese equities and Chinese markets, actually. Share with us Amundi's outlook, Jovan, on Chinese markets now, particularly with the recent uptick in COVID-19 cases of Delta variant there. As we know, most vaccinations in China have been of the Sinovac and Sinopharm variety, which has been questioned about how effective they are against Delta. Is this a significant long-term or mid-term concern, at least, for investors like Amundi, for instance, when they're looking at Chinese markets and how they might handle this more potent form of COVID that might be spreading across the mainland?
Well, actually, in China, the authorities have a very good handle and a good grip on things. You know, central bank, PBOC, realized, of course, that economic momentum is starting to slow a little bit. So they ended the tightening, right? You know, by reducing the amount which banks are required to hold as reserves. It's true that the Delta variant is a prominent risk across the world, but we feel that recession risks are actually quite overdone at this point in time. If you look at hospitalization rates, for example, they still continue to be low. Most importantly, governments, including China, have learned how to handle this and to limit the spillover of the pandemic on overall growth. So what this means is that the likelihood of a complete lockdown, which we've seen last year, is much, much lower and significantly reduced. Of course, we know that Chinese demand now drives, you know, global growth and global demand. In the medium term, we are still positive on China, right? Chinese assets would continue to benefit from stable economic growth. And their continued reorientation towards domestic consumption. One final point to note is government policy support is very, very important in China, and that's something which might have some degree of divergence from other countries, right? Particularly if China is continuing to not tighten. Right? So this also means that there are further trade opportunities within the Chinese space, particularly against developed markets.
Mm-hmm. What about regulatory pressures and uncertainty right now? We've seen it actually play out over the last few weeks, Jovan, actually, with regards to China seemingly targeting certain sectors within the tech space. And I think today there are some worries now about e-cigarette firms, for instance, due to some commentary in some of their media. Is Amundi worried at least about which way regulators in China might train their sights, and if this introduces some uncertainty that might keep you guys a bit cautious, or is this something you're not losing sleep over?
Well, I would say markets are following the various developments with very keen interest. It's something which would have an impact on markets. This does not detract from the medium-term outlook on China, which is expected to still be stable. So it's very much an ongoing development and something which we will continue to keep a very close eye on.
Mm-hmm. And very quickly, Jovan, I do want to get your outlook now on Singapore's markets. As you know, we've been trading sideways for the better part of the last 3 months. We did see quite some interesting upside, actually, in the middle of the week. But we seem to be stuck below that 3,180 handle. Is there hope for the STI to breach that and 3,200 anytime soon? And where might you be seeing future drivers for equity gains here?
Well, that's a very good observation, JP. Equity market sentiment in Singapore is positive. Right? Broadly speaking, markets continue to expect a continued economic recovery. especially as our government's vaccination plan is well on track and is outperforming its peer markets. You know, the recent increases in COVID cases have been handled and ring-fenced very well by the authorities. This would give investors further confidence in the market. I mean, the pace of reopening in Singapore, particularly in its borders, is important, a very important impact on overall growth, right? And obviously, given our impact, our dependence on trade. So it's likely that STI is something which would benefit as Singapore continues to recover and to reopen.
I'd like to thank Jovin Teo, Amundi's Head of Investments here in Singapore, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to share their latest outlook for market sentiment and what factors and drivers might shape it for markets here in Singapore and across the world. Jovin, as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times, and we look forward to next time we can have you join us on the show. Meanwhile, do stay safe and have a great rest of the week ahead, sir.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.